will continue on. We have a right standing with God. And I will reiterate some things and I want to go further, because Jesus, if he did everything that the Bible said he did, and I believe every word of the Bible, I believe every word is true. I believe it's true what God said about the devil. I believe it's true what God said about Jesus. I believe the Bible is true when it said the devil's a liar and the father of it. Amen. And I believe what the Bible is true when it said the devil can't tell the truth. Amen. I believe that God is the healer and Satan is the one that makes us sick. Hello. I don't believe God can give you something he doesn't have.
Amen.
So, listen to these words. Right standing with God. I'm going to go into some more detail. Let me make this statement and let's get into the words. What makes men and women that are children of God susceptible to the attacks of the devil? What caused that? And he seems to be successful at it. If Jesus is our healer, he made us a new creature. Are y'all hearing me? And we have been made the righteousness of God in him. Then why is it that sometimes it seems like Satan attacks us and he seemed to be successful at it? Anybody ever had that happen? Well, I believe there's some answers. And so, I believe this is one of the problems. We have not learned yet who we are in Christ. And the authority that has been given to us by God in Christ. What did Jesus say? Let me ask you this. What did Jesus say in Luke 10:19? Behold, look, I give unto you what? Power. And we know that word power means what?
Authority.
To do what? Tread upon. I ain't getting no response. To tread upon. We got to get it on the screen so we can read together. To tread upon what? Serpent. Scorpion. And over some of the power. Whoa. Now. It's what it says. Behold, I give unto you power. We know that word by studying it. In the Greek, it's really authority. Right? The translator translated power when they should have translated authority. Because what? We learn what? Power serves authority.
Amen.
Come on. You say, oh, you know what you're talking about, preacher. Well, I wouldn't have said if I didn't.
All right.
Say, can you help me? I can certainly help you. Have you ever traveled before?
Amen.
Have you ever seen a roadblock?
Yes,
sir. On that road, there's four-wheel vehicles. There's 8-wheel, 16-wheel. And a little 150, 60, 75, 200 sometimes, they get a little bigger. Man, a woman, 250, you know, 175, 200-pound man, woman, walks out in the middle of that road, hold her hand up. You mean to tell me that man got enough power to stop those vehicles? No. but he got authority.
All right.
So I'm telling you, power serves authority. Okay? And so Jesus said what? Let's look at it again now. Behold, I give unto you what?
Power.
Let's say authority. I give unto you what? Authority to do what? Tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. So that tells me Satan has some power. But for me, for you, for us that have been declared righteous, he doesn't have authority over us. So we have been given authority over him through Jesus. What? He just said, Jesus saved from the cross to the grave. He didn't stay in the grave, but he rose again, and he did what? Ascended and took a seat at the right hand of God. And the enemy has been defeated, but why does sometimes he have seem to be successful at bringing stuff in our lives? Anybody in the house? And we seem to be susceptible, I'll get it out in a minute, susceptible to it. Why does it seem like what's going on? Hello? We have not yet learned who we are in Christ. How many times can y'all answer this? How many times in Jesus' life on earth did Satan rule him? Come on now, come talk to me. How many times? The only time he did was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He only controlled Jesus about 3 days and three nights. And he allowed that because of you and me. And here's my point. If he didn't control Jesus and Jesus had raised us up that we are like him, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold what?
All
things. How many?
All.
Come on, talk to me now.
All.
Something?
All things.
If everything is new, that means whatever I used to be is not there anymore because it's new.
All right.
You know, I'm driving an old car and I trade it in, get a new car. I won't go around and tell you, I got an old car now. No, when I get that new car, everything in it is new. When I got born again, I was made a brand new. Some people say spanking brand new. I don't know what that means. And all I know, everything is new. So why is it? Okay, because once you learn who you are in Christ and then begin to use your authority, then the enemy have to do for you like he did Jesus. All right.